And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Today, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
Here on Declare Your Independence, from here, Ernest Hancock, here in Phoenix, Arizona, not A, from the BEA Utiful Studios of Freedoms of the Mass, Freedoms Phoenix of the Dock Home. Okay, you know, that Martin Armstrong thing, get mad on, we'll do just a story on that, bring Tim on, we'll have some fun. We'll do that when we get back, probably towards the end of the month, and but I'm just, this just trust in Trump crap, I'm, no. There is so much stuff going on, but now we have Del Bigtree, you know, has been getting a lot of attention, and what happened? We got Trump saying, oh, we're going to do a commission committee on some committee of looking at vaccination committee to create a blue ribbon panel of committee. So I'm wondering where that's going. We're going to talk about that with Dr. Judy Mikovits. She's a scientist that knows, you know, that's one thing. She worked on HIV, and I just saw a story to where they're claiming that they got somebody cured of HIV. Dr. Judy, help us out with that. What are they talking about?
They simply do a stem cell transplant and remove the infected cells. So you kill the white blood cells that have the latent provirus integrated, and you just give them a new bone marrow, and they're no longer infected. So it's we have done that for, I don't know, 30 years. That was done a long time ago. I don't know why the big splash.
Oh, because, you know, I don't know, love scientist or something. They got bad PR. You know, and here we have Dr. Judy. She's a scientist at University of Virginia and then George Washington University, and 35-year career. She's done pioneering work in immunology, epigenetics, virology, you know, natural product drug development, and got, you know, but her real story is the corruption in the system. And that, as and she's been a victim of it, and her book Plague, you know, I'm you are the one to really walk through and have not been kowtowed by this industry to highlight what was the systemic problem with the medical industry, and certainly focusing on vaccinations and so on. And are you starting to feel vindicated? I mean, is it coming out to where they're going, yeah, this is what Dr. Judy's been saying about this stuff all the time?
Well, actually, not so much. A lot more attacks on us these last few months, maybe for that reason. So,
yeah, if you're not getting flack, man, you ain't over the target. What'd you think was going to happen?
Yeah, a lot of flack. But the good news is it's not just me. As you say, many, many colleagues are stepping forward and saying no more. It's actually ludicrous that you can sit here and have government hearings on 40 cases of measles when you've got 400,000 cases of autism, and the head of your Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease lies and says the vaccine doesn't cause neuroinflammation when it says it right there on the product insert sheet. So, yeah, and we're held at gunpoint at the CDC meetings last week. It's ridiculous.
What do you mean at gunpoint?
There were so many armed guards and dogs surrounding us in the CDC Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices last week. I mean, I haven't ever experienced anything like
why? The number. Why are they? What are they afraid of? What do they think is going to happen?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you think a bunch of moms whose, you know, kids' lives have been destroyed are going to somehow do something.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know, man. They got some AI telling them you better something. It's a coming. Well, you know, the most recent news, tell us about this event last week. What was going on?
Well, they hold this event. It was the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices. And they hold this event three times a year, and the public's invited to come and say something. And it's this closed, hush-hush meeting with no science, and this committee decides, you know, how many vaccines to add to the schedule and who to mandate or advise that they get vaccinated. So in this particular case, Japanese encephalitis vaccine and a new version of anthrax vaccine were recommended, you know, along with both of these vaccines are carry more retroviruses, are deadly, literally cause 10 times the injury as the disease they prevent. So here they are, and they okay them for lab workers, first responders. Now you could just see it coming the next time they're going to come out with the anthrax event. So you haven't had 12 cases in a decade of Japanese encephalitis, and yet they're putting this on all travelers to Asia. So you could see how they're targeting various groups. It was really, really, really creepy. Not a piece of data, not a single safety study, just approved. And then at one point on the second day of these meetings, they spent 3 hours because the pneumonia, the Prevnar vaccine, had no value in the elderly in preventing pneumonia, the hospitalized, the more serious cases of pneumonia. And yet the companies and doctors argued to just keep the recommendation to tell them to take it, because we can't retrain these doctors that this year's version doesn't work. I mean, the absurdities of what we heard in this meeting, not one word that said anything about science except from the mothers who knew the mechanism of insulin.
So what is this committee sitting there, what, steam valve? What they get to say, let them bitch and then do what you want anyway? I mean, who are these? Why do we care? Why are you testifying before them? Who are they?
We care because they have all of the, it's the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices.
Okay, which means what? They advise, they mandate, they policy, they law, they legislate. What are they doing?
Yeah, they theoretically advise, but it becomes mandate in law. To add anything they want to the CDC schedule.
Are they ever subtracting anything?
No, and they aren't ever doing safety studies. And when they recommend a vaccine, insurance companies can cover it, and doctors can get paid, and taxpayers can pay for the injuries.
Okay, now these are the top three stories just today. Presidential appointment of an independent vaccine safety commission petition request to POTUS. You know, there's that going on. Tell us about that real quick. What's that about?
Well, we have to get so many signatures to get this petition heard and seen by the White House. And so this is a petition as to why all of the conflicts of interest, as were there at the CDC last week. It was just Big Pharma selling their goods to the CDC. Total conflict of interest. So the whole idea is an independent safety committee because nothing's ever been done.
Okay, now you need 65,608 signatures by March 17th. And it's got 34,000 signed already and ready to go. So I'm going, all right, that's a nice database they want. You know, so these guys, can we ignore them? Are we allowed to ignore them? Maybe not.
No.
Well, we'll find out. More Dr. Judy Mikovits when we come back in just a little bit.
From the sixth letter of Captain Mark. A pirate's life is characterized by voluntary interactions. Unfortunately, the Crown presses everyone into involuntary servitude. Landlubbers believe slavery was abolished years ago, but the Crown still claims to own us when it crimps us into service against our will. Given sufficient ambition, it would gladly draft thousands of hapless victims to kill or be killed. It's simply slavery by another name. Landlubbers are routinely commanded to serve the so-called justice system in jury duty. But before you swell with civic pride, consider that how you feel is irrelevant to the Crown. You will appear as ordered or face punitive measures. The Crown insists that you participate in your own oppression. A jury summons provides pirates with a unique opportunity to obstruct injustices. A juror can vote not guilty, even if it's proven the law was violated. A juror can acquit for any reason at all, and not even a judge can reverse that verdict. Receiving a jury summons is basically winning the sedition lottery. But if you reveal that you know this during jury selection, you'll probably be dismissed. If the Crown foolishly crimps a pirate into jury duty, it behooves the pirate to conceal their intention to nullify unjust laws. If a master takes 100% of your labor, it's called slavery. But if they only take 50%, they call it taxation. A difference of degree, not of kind. Whether the Crown claims a fortune or a cent is irrelevant. Most of all, a slave owner desires contented slaves, meaning thoughtless ones that accept their bondage. These house slaves see no contradiction in being drafted in a war to end slavery or summoned to a jury to prosecute tax evasion. An ideal slave knows no higher call than the master's will. The Crown's highest ambition is that its slaves revere the authority that subjugates them. But the Crown does not own me. I will not surrender my time and treasure to the Crown's ambitions. Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com.
Now that you've found the Liberty Radio Network at LRN.FM, you may want to help expose others to our great programs.
Okay, I pulled up these stories. As government pushes mandatory vaccination, contaminated vaccines found in three states causing infection, just as some medical fascism, mandatory measles vaccination will cause, you know, certain outbreaks of whatever. More than 30,000 Australians call for anti-vaccination groups to be removed. Tuesday AM, FDA had to discuss mandatory vaccinations without exemptions. Here, talk about that. Lie heard around the world. You know, this is Dale Bigtree doing his thing. Congressional hearing on measles outbreak highlighted by anger, disruptions. CDC director concedes that pro-vaccine movements to counter misinformation campaigns have not been robust enough. Let's see. Video game to cast anti-vaxxers as disease spreaders. Serious question. When will the first vaccine enforcers be shot by parents? YouTube demonizes anti-vax channels after BuzzFeed contacts advertisers. I mean, you know, Zuckerberg's all in on the vaccine industry and Arizona law here. So we got plenty to talk about. Here we go.
Here's Cut DVD. This is the Liberty Radio Network, broadcasting the latest liberty-oriented audio content 24 hours a day at LRN.FM.
To be a part of the show, call 602-264-2800. 602-264-2800. And now, Ernest Hancock.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man
with a syringe over there. After wanting to make sure I get something, I'm allowed not to. Nope. Get over here, cattle. You know, the sheep aren't allowed to complain. No buying for you. Now, there's a lot of stories here that we can go on. Judy, I want you to go ahead and finish whatever thought you have now before we get into a bunch of these vaccine stories just in the last couple of days. So what do you want to share with the audience before I start getting into all this stuff?
Well, I think we're making great headway because I think with every one of these things you get into, you're going to show how the people are waking up as to how ridiculous these things are, what they're seeing, what they're being told, the big lies.
All right. Well, let's start off here in Arizona. State vaccine laws and requirements. They've had different bills, HB House Bill 2470, 2471, 2472, and vaccine exemption issues. What's really coming on, we had Irene Pye on, I think last week or week before, and you remember her from the Vaccine Education yep. Summit here. And what's yep. happening is there's certainly the push from Big Pharma to eliminate exemptions. They go, oh, yeah? Well, we want more exemptions. Screw you. And here they – which is getting the most support? How's Arizona doing?
Oh, Arizona did a great job. They were able to convince to keep the exemptions that we have, the medical and philosophical exemptions, religious. So they did a great job there in lobbying. Brandi Williams, she was – they're all the time. So these are the activists there. So so far, your legislators are getting lators are getting the message.
Yeah, it's a message from whom? It's the people, the parents. Said, you know, all this stuff yeah. that we've been doing all this time is like, are you guys, you sure you want to run a campaign against kind of everybody already knows you want? Are you sure? Well, what's different in other states? Why is Arizona having this kind of impact on their legislators and not other states? What's the difference?
Well, I honestly don't know because I'm working with, you know, heavily with states like Wisconsin and Florida, going to Vermont and Connecticut in a couple of weeks. Georgia, the people that came to that ACIP meeting to protest came from at least 10 states, Alabama, Georgia. So there were 100 people there. So I don't know why. I don't know why Arizona. Maybe maybe things like the amount of libertarians there to keep giving everybody the, I honestly don't know.
It's general public opinion, and it starts from decades of work and kind of Freedom's the Answer and basic fundamental, and people don't give enough emphasis to that, and I'm like neon flashing, duh, and we'll just keep doing what we're doing here, and we got more stuff we're doing. Now, the presidential appointment of an independent vaccine safety commission, you know, this is created in February 15th of 19. They give you a month to get a certain amount of signatures, and it looks like it's about a third way there or whatever. But you know, why? You know, what is the you're trying to create POTUS to establish this safety commission? What the hell? That's another government commission. Yay! What's that going to do?
Well, I guess the hope is override some of these corrupt committees or oversee them, because only the people with conflicts of interest and the people who own the chickens controlling the roosters controlling the hen house. What do we do other than try to get the signatures to get an independent committee in the country?
This commission is for the benefit of all persons subject to the CDC's vaccine schedule, with particular emphasis on infant safety. Well, correct. You know, they want to make everybody subject to the CDC of mandate of here, you got to do it. And here we got Mark Zuckerberg goes right. all in with the deadly vaccine industry at the request of California leftist Democratic cult leader, the American traitor Adam Schiff. Facebook has announced that it may soon implement new policies to actively censor content on its platform that goes against the official narrative that all vaccines are 100% safe and effective. Now, in addition to them doing that, we had Australia has this attempt. More than 30,000 Australians call for anti-vaccination groups to be removed. Now, who are these people and how? And it doesn't matter. My thing is that they're going to these social media platforms, and they're going, yeah, these guys that are anti-vaccination or anti-China, anti-American, anti-Australia, anti-something, and they must be banned. This is a common theme that you see around the world on all platforms, even ones that we have never heard of in other countries. So tell us about that. What's this campaign? Where's it coming from?
It's coming from, the highest level of the government. They're saying that they're spread, they're calling for Congress to limit our access. I think, no, it was Congressman Adam Schiff who actually wrote the letter to Mark Zuckerberg. That is what I sent you, that basically said, this is propaganda and they're hurting the public health of the United States. So it's time for the United States to step in and shut down this insurgent. And we call for you to take these conversations, you know, all these groups that we work on off the internet, showing them, you know, our education. You know, here's what vaccine safety really is and isn't, real science. So, you know, we've been censored. And the group was censored from speaking at the ACIP meeting. They did a lottery and planted, you know, it's really conflicted. So we're fighting on every level.
All right, let's read this article. It says more than 30,000 Australians have called for Facebook to follow the lead of other social media platforms and ban anti-vaccination groups. Photo sharing provider Pinterest blocked all searches related to vaccinations last month, and YouTube has also removed adverts promoting anti-vaccination rhetoric. Brisbane software developer David Brand has now started a petition calling on Facebook to get rid of groups acting as an echo chamber, reinforcing vaccine myths. So this is a campaign with, you know, they got some software to take care of it here. Mr. Brand said he wanted to take an anti-vax He wanted to take on anti-vax propaganda. The biggest mechanism for this propaganda to spread is Facebook, the 31-year-old told News Corp. So this is anti-vax, or even just information, whatever the hell they say is anti-vax, is to take over all social media. They're not being shy about it. We're going to make a law.
Right.
Yay.
They're going to change our constitution. So that's what I said in the beginning. I see this as great news. They're resorting to, you know, they couldn't get away with shutting us up. So they're resorting to keeping the message, taking us all off Facebook. I mean, I've been off Facebook. I've never been on Facebook. That's that permanent injunction. So we're getting heard. You know, shows like yours, people are hearing it. You know how much trouble you have keeping me on your show.
Yeah, no, I mean, we got to do all kinds of hopscotching. All right, we'll be right back with some of these other stories that are coming out. The battle is engaged right now. I mean, it always has been, but it's coming to the fore now. They're worried. I've seen this kind of stuff before.
Cell 411 is a free app for Android.
I tell you when I seen it before. It was when the Arthur Daniel Midland and the corn industry started going, what's wrong with corn syrup, high fructose corn syrup? Come on. It's good for you. Have a little bit. You know, in moderation. You know what I mean? I was going, damn. You know, they are shameless. You know, they just will come right out and, you know, try and challenge any science or any cell or any duh, you know. And my thing is I don't even care about the numbers. I want the freedom to say no. Can I say no to the Crown's mandates? Well, if I can't, well then, you know, I'm not, don't tell me how free I am. Certainly when you want to inject notions and potions in my body, you know, I always call, I go, notions and potions. I start hearing that come back now. I'm telling you, you know, it's, you get a good little bumper sticker and it starts coming back. Congressional hearing on measles outbreak. Now this measles thing, I want to talk about that, what the real threat is, because they're definitely using that. And it seems to me that the shot not only causes more problems than whatever the disease does, hell, it causes more outbreaks of measles than the disease does.
Absolutely.
So that's just stupid.
Problem.
All right. Then,
it is just stupid.
But when we come back, go in line with what's going on in Australia and Facebook and all this. We got to get rid of the anti-vaxxers. Is now video game to cast anti-vaxxers as disease spreaders. A popular video game has announced it's adding anti-vaxxers as viral disease spreading entities. So I want to talk about that because I remember it was in the mid-2000s that the United Nations contracted with Marvel and Spider-Man for promoting vaccinations. Do you remember that?
No, but
Nations. Well, All right, let me pull that up. I'll come back.
Yeah, that would be interesting because I don't remember that.
Yeah, no. This is, you know, it's like Captain America, get rid of them damn hippies, you know, protested war or something, and we can get some, you know, Spider-Man doing, help the UN promote something. Okay, Spider-Man comic book United Nations vaccination. Let's see if that does it. Can comics save the world? Well, of course they can. Mission, save UN. Category, Marvel Comics, financial using comic books. I got a bunch of stuff here. God knows what I'll come up with. Fantasy, Tyrant Condemned. Spider-Man. All right, let's see if one of these is it. How much time I got? Okay, I got a little bit. Spider-Man's mission, United team up with Marvel Comics for a new publication. Battered for oil for food scandal, da-da-da-da-da. Produced a one-off that kind of team hero. Blue-helmeted peacekeepers to fight violence, poverty, and disease. Is doing pro bono. The U.S. school children get free copies. Let's see, translates kind of worldwide. Okay, that talks about the program, but didn't say what was in it. Okay, just a second. Support United Nations with the common United Nations. Help United all nations. Comics of course worldwide. All right, we're coming back. I'll bring it up.
There are those that just want to be left alone, and those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? The Ernest Hancock Show.
Okay, this is what I wanted to talk about. What we have here is, I remember, is like 2004-5. What is the year on this? This is from 15. They're going, can comics save the world? This is a UNICEF thing. It's United Nations. And it was when the reboot of Spider-Man. It was one of the, I think it was when they were still with Sony or something. And the United Nations, they call it Comics Uniting Nations Heroes for Change. Okay. Comics can address challenging topics in unique and entertaining ways, and they can reach people that, frankly speaking, would not otherwise be particularly interested in global goals adopted by the United Nations. By articulating the principles and values of the global goals, I feel better about that already, through stories, imagery, and even some famous characters, we can get people to think about these critical issues and what they mean to their lives, their families, and their communities. So then you're going, okay, well, what might some of these goals be? Well, you know, the one that I was looking for is Spider-Man. They saw disease as, you know, the problem. You know, disease, you know, it's all about vaccinations. So I'm going, wow, man, this is, you know, amazing that they would do this. Now, let's see. We got, it was a Spider-Man comic, using comics to support the United Nations with comics uniting nations. This is a propaganda thing. And I'm going, this is, right. It plans to use comic books to communicate the United Nations core goals for positive development around the world. And I remember it definitely, they're going up against bad guys, which was pathogens. You know, you got to get your vaccination. And they were using Marvel. This is before all the Avengers stuff started up, this is all part of the same thing. Now, when this happened, Spider-Man's mission, save United Nations, team up with Marvel Comics for a new publication. Battered by the oil for food scandal and accused of inaction and inefficiency. Now, this is back in 07. Yeah, this is back mid-aughts here. The United Nations is looking to an unusual ally for help improving its image. Spider-Man, in a novel collaboration, the international body has enlisted Marvel Comics to produce a one-off comic book that will see its cast of superheroes team up with blue-helmeted peacekeepers to fight violence, poverty, and disease. Okay? And if you looked at this, it was all about vaccinations. And I'm going, they are, stop, this is, to think that they're not going to, you know, be doing this kind of stuff is to be naive. This is what we're up against. So, right. You haven't even heard of this?
No, I've never even heard of it because I don't have kids and I don't play video games. But,
United Nations comic books, video games, they're coming out with video. And you know it's funded. If they're not being funded by Big Pharma, they're missing an opportunity.
Right. Exactly.
I will do an anti-vaxxer video game if you get to shoot them or something, or they're causing zombies or whatever. And, of course, it could just be reversed the other way that, you know, these vaccinations are causing the zombie apocalypse, you know.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, so, they go after the advertisers, anybody that's doing it, they want to demonetize or do. Yep, right. I can see this is, you know, so tell me about the battle right now. What's going on, you know, behind the scenes?
Well, the battle right now is really just that, you know, they're getting caught on the whole, you know, idea that there's never been any safety studies. So, you know, the lawsuits that Bobby Kennedy Jr. and Del Bigtree have been winning and the book they wrote about all of the violations and you know, published. And so, you know, they're making headway. That's why I sent the link of us giving talks, you know, 75 minutes of talks in Facebook. Of course, they had a lottery, so I didn't win the lottery. So I sent you. We were allowed for the first time to write in talks. So I wrote my testimony on paper and filed it, and a full position paper written by Mike Hugo on all the corruption in vaccine court. So now that's filed publicly for all to see, and you can and so if the government covers it up or doesn't do anything, so this is what we're trying to do. We're trying to get in front of the Senate with the truth. Not the lies by the people who are covering up the vaccine injury.
Well, you know, the lies, this is one thing. You have all this stuff of why we're concerned, but it's more just a health thing. This is a freedom thing. As reported by Natural News, I'm looking at this article, Serious Questions, When Will the First Vaccine Enforcers Be Shot by Parents Defending Their Children? Well, why would they even say that? As reported by Natural News in an article entitled Vaccine Industry to Partner with Police Come After Homeschool Students in Iowa for Mandated quarterly health and wellness checks. This is when they're going, no. Yes. You're not allowed to have a placebo. We didn't take any Amish group of homeschooler or something. You know, we're going to get everybody. Iowa State Representative Mary Masher has proposed a piece of legislation that would target them in their homes to enforce compliance. Iowa's HF 272 would require homeschool families to submit proof of their child's vaccination record to the state while requiring the families to submit to quarterly health and wellness safety checks, which may be conducted by officials from the Health and Human Services Department and accompanied by local law enforcement, which is why we did the Support First Responders That Say No to Mandatory Shots campaign, because if the policeman had to do it, he's going to make you do it.
Right. Well, and interestingly, at these ACIP meetings, for these two vaccines nobody needs, Japanese encephalitis virus and anthrax, where there's essentially no risk in the country or this world right now. So these the people who they are targeting, and they use the word targeting, are the first responders and the lab workers. So, you know, the people working with these things in the lab where they're telling them they're perfectly safe and it's killing the lab workers, my colleagues, this is literally what they're saying. You know, who is your target audience for these vaccines nobody needs? Oh, people traveling to Asia. First responders. They said first responders on every one of these garbage vaccines.
We were successful this campaign. I'm kind of showing some of the video from years ago. We were doing this. The result was the first responders sending them back. They're like, no, we're not doing it. You know, make me. And so I've understood this from the beginning, what the real issue was. It was going to come down to who gets to play parent. You know, who's responsible for the well-being of the children? Who's going to be? And then they're wanting to get into mandated for adults. You know, tell us about that. Where's this building up? They're going to want adults to have to do it.
Yeah, so that's what the one thing that was considered here after Bobby Kennedy at CalJam, the chiropractor meeting the week before, showed all of the slides of the proving Merck fraud in the science revolving around Gardasil. Now this committee last week, the advisory committee, approved in older, in 27 and older adults, you know, HPV Gardasil campaign. So now they're going to take people who are already infected and drive even more cancers. And the data that that Bobby Kennedy showed was, in fact, that Gardasil increased cancers, not only HPV-associated cancers, but leukemia, lymphoma. They covered this up. They knew it in the trial. So we have at least two cases of cancer from Gardasil in vaccine court, and they're covering it all up and lying about it.
Of course they are. Here's, you know, I have a listener. Donna just sent an email. He wanted to ask you if you've heard of Todd Ryder.
No.
Okay, it's antiviral research. The main thing, when we come back, we can kind of address this, is that are there treatments for viruses? You know, that's one thing that Dr. Judy was, you know, most known for. Hey, man, once we found out how this thing works, and that's how Magic Johnson didn't die from HIV. You know, it's kind of, you know, yeah, there are solutions. They don't want you to know that. There's something else going on. What is it? I don't know. Dr. Judy Mikovits is going to help us out when we come back.
Are you a cryptocurrency?
Yeah, what is the these people that are on all these different committees and commissions, you know, it's a revolving door of now they're caught. So they're just like, all right, well, you know, I got paid big bucks to be here and do it. Now I'm just going to do my job and, you know, stay alive. Because if anybody goes up against the machine, certainly one that's been supporting them, they just wind up dead. So I don't know how this ends. What happens?
Well, you're right. I don't know how this happens. That's what the big push is right now, because the states are catching on, like Arizona winning. And so this is where Gottlieb, the head of the FDA that Trump appointed, goes and says that the states are getting it all wrong, and we have to take over and impose it the federal level for all. So I see, you know, a revolution. You know, this is what our Constitution said can't happen. Yeah. He can't override the states. No, that's not how it works. And in fact, the head of the FDA has no business saying anything, lobbying for anything.
Well, here we have Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, a vaccine expert. What? You must be thinking those who lead the anti-vaccine movement are really out of their minds now. But wackos, they aren't. A massive effort by health authorities to stomp out non-medical exemptions for vaccines is fostered by a current outbreak of measles that has prompted what seems to be an orchestrated effort in various states to introduce legislation to outlaw these NMEs, these non-medical exemptions. Such a campaign is headed for certain catastrophe. Recognizes Centers for Disease Control defines an outbreak of just three or more cases of measles in any geographic area. No one in the United States has died of the measles since 2015. So we are not talking about mortality. We're talking about preventing fevers, rashes, and coughs that accompany measles. At least in well-fed populations where malnutrition is not rampant, yes, you will read news reports that hundreds of children are dying of measles on the island of Madagascar, but malnutrition, not under vaccination, is the problem there. Emergency vaccination has not been able to quell the measles outbreak in Madagascar. In fact, it probably makes it worse. If you got somebody with a compromised immune system and you're putting even weakened or whatever measles, hell no, get your butt. And that's why here in the U.S., a lot of the cases that are won at vaccine court is when they vaccinate somebody that came in sick anyway, you know, from something. Don't do that. They go, nope, opportunity, he's here, man, we're going to get him while we can, and, you know, get my percentage up, give me my boat. So this is all of these even anecdotal stories, but the stats coming out from this has to be somebody's got to stay after school. Who?
Yeah, the World Health Organization. Who?
Oh, that's good. That's good. That's good. Some, you know. Yeah.
I mean, and you know, it's the media, the fake news, the conflicted committees who are being paid by big pharma. Somebody's got to wake up. I mean, the number of cases of measles, 2010, 63, 220 in 2011, 55 in 2012, 372 in 2018, 120, 667 cases. Cases, not deaths, reported cases. And here we have, hundreds and thousands of cases of acute flaccid myelitis, which is polio, which is caused by the vaccine, which is known to be caused by the vaccine since the beginning. They took the oral polio vaccine off the market because it caused polio.
All right, hold on. Here we're coming back. Here we go.
What's up next? Visit the Liberty Radio Network program guide to find out at shows.lrn.fm. That's shows.lrn.fm.
And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
I got some maintenance on there I got to do. Wait a minute. Let me push a button. Push the button. Boom. Okay. Now, the story that I have up for the audience is it says congressional hearings on measles outbreak highlighted by anger and disruptions as cases of measles continue to rise across the United States, lawmakers met Wednesday to confront the growing public health threat. Is there a public growing health threat? Are they making this up? Is there what's going on, Dr. Judy?
There is absolutely no public health threat to 159 cases of measles in 2019. And they're not going up because in 2018, there were 372. Last time I looked, 372 cases is more than 150, is 9. They're not going up. What can possibly be the public health threat of 150 cases of measles? They haven't gone more than 1,000 cases in the United States in the last decade. This is all a smokescreen to cover up the hundreds of thousands of cases of autism every year, the thousands of cases of what they've now called acute flaccid myelitis, which is polio caused by the vaccine. We took the oral polio vaccine off the market decades ago because it caused polio. And now it's being shown that the new vaccine is causing polio. And not in a few cases, but in hundreds and thousands. Not a self-limiting nothing, 159 cases of measles. There are, it's a...
Yeah, this is just, it's like Dow Big Trees. It's just a money-making thing. And I remember my, even knowing about measles was as a kid in the 70s watching the Brady Bunch. Here, I got this clip up, just so people kind of see what I'm talking about.
Peter, what are you doing home from school?
They sent me home. Measles.
That's either measles or a strange case of red freckles.
You have got a temperature.
They told me, 101.1. What's the record?
Never mind.
Oh, are you sure it's the measles?
Well, he certainly got all the symptoms. A slight temperature, a lot of dots, and a great big smile.
A great big smile?
No school for a few days.
Say hello to my dotted son for me. Tell him I'll bring him some comic books, and I'll see you later, dear.
Okay, honey, bye.
Boy, this is the life, isn't it?
Yeah, if you have to get sick. Sure can't beat the measles.
That's right. No medicine.
See, it was not that big a deal.
We've just created these fear things for not that big a deal. And now we know scientifically, those of us in that generation that did exactly that have not only lifetime immunity, but seem to have stronger immunity, don't like everyone else. Like everyone else. So we're protected from more than just the measles, but cancer is insanity.
You know, my big concern is the headline here from Natural News, you know, the health ranger, Adam C., says, a serious question. When will the first vaccine enforcers be shot by parents defending their children? That's a legitimate question. You know, they're coming in, they're kicking in the door of law enforcement, and we're going to take this notion and potion from the government, and we're going to stick this needle in your child's flesh, and there's nothing you can do about it. I'm going, yeah, maybe there is. And it's a legitimate right. question. I know, what's your answer?
Well, I mean, I think it's going to happen sooner than later. It's because of things like last week. I mean, the fraud and the criminal and the intent to hurt, you know, children that the head of the Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease bold-faced lies to Congress. And so that's why we put up Del Bigtree show. He shows him right there lying, and you can see it right in the package insert. So you said, yeah, that was disruptive and heated and angry. Yeah, because we can't do anything about it. In hearings yesterday about forced vaccination, nobody let Robert F. Kennedy attend and participate and testify about the criminal fraud that Merck did in Gardasil that is killing our children, that is causing cancer, and we're forced to do it. You know, yes, we're getting to the point where, you know, if you come at me with your shot, I'm coming back with my shot. You know,
To think that wouldn't happen, there's going to be somewhere, something, someplace, when does it, I'm shocked there hasn't been. Well, maybe there has been. There has a lot of this comes from split families and divorce, where one of the parents is anti and the other is pro, and it becomes a thing, and it goes to court, and they make all, but of course the person that's anti-vaccination for their children, the best they can do a lot of times is delay as long. And a lot of times I've talked to these guys, their point is because the child, when they're younger, if they file complaints, they could just drag it out long enough. So when they, should they be forced to give a vaccination to the child, at least they're older, or they get to split up the shots, or they do something just by, they have to go through all this expense and this effort just to give their kids the best chance, but they still get the shot. You see my point?
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And I actually testified in one of those cases last year of trying to force a five-year-old. And you know, what you were saying, the immune compromised, the people who are most likely to get injured are, you know, babies less than three. So if we can, you know, the more we can prevent them from being inoculated, the more we can talk to people and educate them about the fraud. When you see the fraud and you see that the HPV, the Gardasil vaccine, causes cancer, hear me very well. And this is the kind of testimony we were giving. And this is the frustration. We weren't allowed to get in front of Congress with the truth. The people aren't allowed to talk. So they interview Tony Fauci, who's been, you know, found to be criminally guilty of covering up these things over the last 40 years, over and over and over again. And yet nobody does anything. So,
this creates, there's always mind canaries. There's always going to be something. They'll blame it on he's crazy about something else or whatever, but it was all around these mandates children thing. And, a lot of times when a child is damaged, they're more focused on trying to get relief for their child rather than asserting blame, certainly initially, and then here comes the blame. But when you have firsthand knowledge, like one of your children was damaged, or a close friend, or a nephew or niece, or you just knew better, and then they're threatening or going to make you, or do, you know, it's like they want to have the pot stirred to the point that there is armed resistance on this, and all of a sudden you have things happening to the production facilities or something, or it, I mean, you know, stuff happens, And I'm kind of surprised it had, but when they it hasn't already. But when they shut down all avenues of resistance, it's like when you make the First Amendment illegal, the Second rears its head, kind of thing. You make peaceful revolution impossible. You make violent revolution inevitable. JFK deal. So.
Right.
We're kind of building up to that. Are you seeing more militant groups in the space that are, hell no, you're not? I mean, Mike Adams seems to be really pushing it.
Well, we've been, I've seen them. We prefer, a peaceable solution. The John F. Kennedy, the character of the revolution, the John F. Kennedy quote, the revolution's coming. You can see it. And we would prefer it be peaceable and RFK and Martin Luther King and peaceful. But, something's got to change. This country was built on religious freedom and this is being taken away. Our families are being forced to fight against each other to protect their children.
Yeah, this is one of my grandsons, he's like 7, and he's coughing at school, and my daughter-in-law said she had 16 messages on her phone before she saw to call him back later that day to the vice principal, just made a campaign. He's got whooping cough. You better you can't come get this kid out of here. Oh my God. Then they had to have him go tested. And have a doctor say it wasn't whooping cough. He had a cough, because they knew that they weren't vaccinated. So she was wanting to make a big deal out of, you got to get vaccinated. And it didn't faze her. She's just like, he's not. And even if he did, he stay home until he doesn't have or something. I mean, it's just the pressure is from everywhere, everything. But we have exemptions here in Arizona as of now. Well,
right. And I'm fighting. States like, Connecticut and other places, we're fighting, as I said at the top of the show, I'm flying here, there, and everywhere with no resources. And they set these hearings up in these state senates. They set them up very, with giving you 2 days notice. And so the poor advocates say, I've worked so hard to let my senators look at the real science behind this, and then they can't get an expert in there fast enough. So that's the, because they only give you 2 days notice. So last night I booked a trip to go to take another red eye across the country. So sooner or later, it kills those of us who just can't do it anymore because nobody funds us.
Well, what's the future?
Well, passing it down to another generation, continuing to talk, to work smarter. I don't know. We've got to find a way to get to the legislatures like Brandi Williams did, but she's been working. They've been working for years. So, before I met you, I was trying to get the cannabis legal with them and things like that. So we're doing a lot in the medical cannabis. So the whole informed consent space, we're trying to reach the doctors. We're trying to reach the ones who aren't bought and paid for and educate them. And when we educate them, we win. So the future is to educate.
Us, it's are, just... Educate whom? If you're educating
the doctors,
okay,
the parents,
but not these everybody. Boards or any of that crap, right?
Oh no, they're not listening. No, are you kidding? They know the truth. They're twisting it on purpose. No, we're educating the parents, the doctors. This is why I've been on, this show and everything else. Every show I'm doing one at 11, doing one on tomorrow, a TV show, medical marijuana. So it's all of the science. It's all of our healthcare. It's all of the corruption. And no,
well,
educating.
I mean, where are you getting any support? There's got to be some wealthy vaccine damaged family of Judy Go Girl. I mean, no.
Well, yeah, no. Well, not that have come forward. No, I'm getting the support from, what I don't know, Frank Rossetti. We're in debt. We're going in debt. I just put it on a credit card and hope I can find a way to pay a bill at the end of the month. So, yeah, we're struggling with support. We're trying to meet, obviously, with what was done to my
government.
Yeah. God.
With what was done to my reputation, who's going to support me because I carry no weight. and hear the vaccine court. So I sent Donna my testimony and Michael Hugo's support, and you can read the two letters of the crimes that they know. And so it's pretty obvious that it's pretty obvious that they know all about it, and so we're trying to just do whatever we can, because it's all we can do.
Yeah, I'll end the show when we say goodbye to Dr. Judy here. This Univision interview that I did 10 years ago, and I got it up, and I'll just play it after, and then we'll end the show. But because I forgot, I don't know what the hell I was saying, but basically it was leave me alone, as I'm sure. And that's one thing, being consistent on philosophy, that I can go whatever I said 10 years. Yeah, fine. I doubt I was communist and socialist and fascist or going to rule you back then. So I pretty much whatever I said, I'll support. The next couple of weeks before we have you on again, I'm going to be gone till like the 20th. I'm going back east to help Derek with some stuff. And then when I come back, there's some presentations that I have. We'll certainly bring this stuff up, but what's going to be happening between now and the end of March? Is there anything good we should know about?
Well, I'm headed to Connecticut to try to stop medical exemptions from being removed. I'm headed to a stem cell regeneration meeting, a positive meeting on March 22nd. So. I'm traveling. I think as far as these, we're just going to have to see how this stuff shakes out on what Congress and Senate. I know Mike Hugo, I was going to suggest you get him on the show, because from what I filed his, you can contact him there, his email, what I sent Donna yesterday.
If you send Donna his contact information, boom.
Yeah, it's on the form that he wrote the position paper. So then you can start talking about all this fraud in vaccine court. We're trying. Mike Hugo has connections with people, Elizabeth Warren and others that he named, and he's got a meeting scheduled next week on the 12th, and he needs resources. He needs support. We can't, neither one of us can work for free anymore. So we're trying to find a way to find somebody else to do this. And we think it's, RFK Jr. and others. So we'll just keep going. That's what's going on next. I'm very busy. I'm traveling here, there, and everywhere.
Okay. Donna, it's in your email to her. Mike, you go get him on the show. I'll talk to whoever you say talk to, because, boom.
What we can do, we can expose. And so he's trying to get out there. We're trying to get out there with people who have deep relationships with people before. You'll love having this legal kind of talk with him, because he sees it from a totally different angle than me, which is why we hire him, because this really isn't science anymore. They can say anything they want. It's just all politics, and we have to fight the same way.
Yeah.
Which you're doing. You're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What'd you think it was going to be?
That's why I'm on show after show after show.
Yeah,
after
no, show. I remember when you first got it, but they lied. I'm going, oh, wow, this is.
I'm naive.
Yes, they did. I go, oh, my God, what'd you think was going to happen? This is. I'm getting a lot of vaccine stuff here from audience sending me different things. And a lot of it is also, you got the trolls listening, and they're, I got some steady people. Whenever we have a anti-vaccine or a pro know the truth, or, freedom to the individual or something, they get paid to send me stuff or something.
Oh, I'm sure. They got paid to go to this meeting, in the ACIP meeting. So the so-called lottery for public comment had three or four nurses who said, I've seen so much, and vaccine, even though one of my children has autism, I vaccinate anyway. So their plants, even in this meeting last week.
Wow.
So I'll text Donna the link to all of the talks, and you can see those, and you can post that as well from today.
Okay, well, here, let me do this one before you go. He's a regular. Let me see what he's got to say. All right, to the editor. So, people with little, if any, medical training, who have probably never taken, let alone passed, an upper division science class, want to free want to be free to not vaccinate their children. Well, not only do I agree that they should be free to this, but in fact, I would like to see a government program to encourage this behavior, since one of the many problems facing the planet, if not the greatest, is that we have too many ignorant people who are also stupid. That is, they are unwilling and are unable to learn new stuff except from people who are similarly ignorant. Still, there are issues to address, not the least of which is responsibility of these self-proclaimed lovers of freedom for their actions. So, yes, you can be free to not vaccinate your children, but if your child gets sick, then unless you have a special insurance police covering illness for unvaccinated children, then you will be responsible for any and all related medical costs, including any illness that your child caused to others who, for one reason or another, were medically unable to be vaccinated, such as the blah, 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 blah. So the point is, they're saying you don't get vaccinated, then all the problems you cause, you'd be responsible because you didn't vaccinate your children. And I go, okay, well, then the inverse has to be possible. What about all the damage that's caused by the shots?
That's right.
You know, then what? Well, they don't want to talk about that, you know?
Exactly. Of course they don't.
So this, and it doesn't matter. I don't care what the stats are. But when you show the stats of how much damage there's been, and, you know, who's responsible for this? Eh, I don't want to talk about it. So these guys, you can tell they're just shills for the industry.
That's right. But the industry shills are the ones in the meeting. And that was the big deal about the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices. One of the doctors was literally, or the companies was literally arguing, if you don't recommend it, health insurance won't cover it. While every one of the patient's victims in the audience talked about the bullying and nobody covers them and nobody will treat them and nobody will see them and everything comes out of pocket, you know, when they clearly injured you. And this is the big thing. Why should some advisory committee with no power from the taxpayer just say the health insurance companies will cover then, you know, this, but they won't cover that? You can't take supplements. You can't heal yourself and prevent the injury. You can't, you know, this is the big problem. The war is who pays for health care and who's the decider. You know, God and the people whose health it is, or the people who you can look around you and see how much they've increased our chronic illness in the last 40 years they've been in control.
There's not a level playing field. There's not an even standard. There's nothing. It's just we get to make money, and that's just life sucks.
That's right. No. And that's when nothing was more apparent than this ACIP meeting. I mean, they had a scientist stand up there and say, based on intuition, they don't even cover up the fact that it's just hocus pocus. Intuition. And he said it three times.
What?
Yeah.
Who said this?
A scientist. I'll get the tapes as soon as it comes out. I've got the things. Based on models. They model it, and one of them was intuition is what their data was based on. And all of us in the audience, seventh graders, that thing you just read with no education getting to decide, well, you know, a rock could hear what was said and understand that it was laughable what was being said by so-called PhDs.
Well, you know, over the years, Freedom's Phoenix has gathered its own trolls. And, you know, but there's really the only place that they can express themselves is through me. You know, they, you know, send it to me, or they submit articles, you know, submit the article. I'll prove up with you. You want to be an idiot? Be my guest. I don't care. You know, I'll put it up, but they don't do that. In the comments section, they may say some stuff, and it's like they get paid for this stuff. So our system is not really conducive to this kind of rhetoric, especially when people come back and beat the crap out of them, because that's why CNN and some of these other places and YouTube and so on, they just turn off comments. You know, we don't allow comments anymore, or not from these particular people.
That's right.
I have one best-selling author that lives here in the Valley. He used to be a regular on my show when I was at a radio station here every Wednesday. He'd come in as a columnist for the Arizona Republic. And he just sent Mark Victor and me emails. He's all pissed off because he's shadow banned on a local radio station here. There's a KTAR is a Howdy Neighbor, you know, radio station that covers all the sports teams, that kind of stuff. And he's in there making his comments about, well, what he found out was that he could see his comments, but nobody else could. So they have the algorithm in the thing set up to where you think your comments are going out, but nobody sees them. Well, now he knows that. And he's like, oh, they're violating my, we got to sue, get some, or to go get them. You know, oh my God. And I'm going, well, it's their thing. I mean, you know, what are you complaining about? You know, what do you think was going to happen? So this is, I'm looking forward to the next internet, which we are building, and we'll talk about that another time. But it's a, one of the gentlemen, they sent this thing, writerinstitute.org. Have you heard of Writer Institute?
Yes, I have. A long time ago, though.
Okay, Ryder, this is where that, you know, one of the guys was talking about. And let's see. And you go to their video. Oh, unavailable. Sorry. Next.
Right.
You know, right. You see a lot of that happening.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And so nothing, you know, Dell Bigtree, like similar to what happens when you were there, the show that we got the link of and the tape, you know, they're disappearing. They're just disappearing. They just into thin air. It's hard to even. I see things come across my desk, my desktop on my computer, and then they're automatically gone. They're just gone. We have no idea what happened. And
gone on your computer or gone from
research? Yeah, on your computer. They flash by the way, and they flash by the way, I see them come across, and I can't find them in any mailbox. So such is the case when I went to this meeting in Georgia, they took me aside, my name wasn't on the list. And I said, of course it wasn't. You know, I didn't win the lottery to speak. They never emailed me back after they accepted my registration, you know, and you can't speak for somebody else unless you read exactly.
Yeah, no, I know how it works. They wait until the press leave. You get to talk last after everything. They've already made up their mind and just to say you did if they let you speak. And then here in Arizona a couple of years ago, we made a big deal out of it that they allow you to show support or opposition to any particular bill that goes to the legislators, and you can put a comment in there. Well, we got all over that, man. We just flooded it. Well, then they changed the rules to where they delete all of those. The legislators, and during that particular hearing, they can look at it, and then that record of what anybody said or what they said or how many people said it, they just delete it. And I go, you sons
That's
of
right.
bitches. You know, this is, it's all a game. It's all pretend until the populace knows how the game is played, how bad, because we know. As activists, we know that they're not going to allow you to have your say and certainly any kind of record of it. So what we do is we go, everybody knows it. Everybody sees this, right? Oh, when you want to have a say, and then they got their ox gets gored on whatever it is, but everybody's got at least a mom. I mean, you know, but they have children, grandchildren, nieces, nephews. There's a whole lot of people involved in this and have seen what's up. And there's a revolution coming, but form is it going to take? And I'm happy with just, you know, the crown being ignored. You know, screw you. I don't care what you say, and your shiny badge don't mean nothing to me. Oh, another committee commission on, I don't care.
Right. But they are killing us. They are taking us up and forcing the shots on us, and it's going to get worse. If we don't stop fighting, we're not going to be able to get on airplanes, travel. I already can't do my job. So now anybody that is thought to be, you know, this is like, you know, Jews, anybody that's thought to be so an anti-vaxxer or whatever you want to call it.
No, hell, they're going to find out whatever you are with all the mandatory DNA samples they want now.
Correct. And so they're fine, you know, so they get to do everybody's fearful, everybody's family sick, nobody's paying for anything. You know, this is the whole thing. And now we've gotten to the tipping point where, number one, people see how ludicrous what they're saying is. you know, people say, oh, well, maybe I've heard something. So now we're getting through to the moms across America.
Well, that's,
and they're getting together, and everybody sees the injury.
You know, that's where Del Bigtree's having a big impact, as him traveling around and doing this stuff, just putting it on the record. And it's going to be interesting to see how long it stays up there on the record.
This
kind of stuff, they're like, no, you're not allowed to, you know, let anybody know about it. You're not allowed. So there's going to be a breaking point of something, and it may come back again as 2016 with this Trump campaign. You're going to need another, you know, Trump, you know, to do this kind of a Brexit, you know, government exit, whatever the hell thing is coming for 2020 election cycle. And while they're trying to carve up everybody and put them into the progressive camp of, don't you have a friend of somebody that's gay, you know, and you must vote for us or something. How are they going to carve up with all the people who are pissed off at government on every level of, they ripped them off financially, they overtaxed this, they regulated that, they mandated
the
kids and grandkids,
costs,
drug, yeah, everything. You know, the healthcare cost, the economy goes to crap, the dollar plummets. I'm telling you, they got enough reasons to, you know, hate them some government more than any reason you can come up with. Love us for what stupid reason? So this is inevitable what's coming. I'm just hoping we get educated enough to understand what the real solution is. You know, what's the real solution?
Right.
You know, freedom's the answer. What's the freaking question? And that's what we're showing. Yeah. All right, for the audience, I'll say goodbye to Dr. Judy, and thank you for coming on. I'm just going to end with this. If you want to listen to this 4 minutes of my thing, fine. If not, but I'm going
to... I have to get on the train, honey.
Yeah, go.
Okay, bye.
thanks, Dr. Judy. Bye-bye. Dr. Judy Mikovits. Thank you. All right. Now, this is, because we have it up, this is from 2009. This is 10 years ago, and a younger Ernie said, now what had happened is we had made these signs, you know, here, let me show you. We had made these signs, support first responders that say no to mandatory shots, and the no is in red and bold, and the logo is a skull and crossbones, but the crossbones are syringes crossed, and it had like a little red dripping, whatever, and it's got a red cross, like a red cross on the skull of the character, the image there. So these we put up around, this is when all the first responders are going to make it happen, really. Okay, well, we knew that included firemen and police. So we went to the firemen's unions and so on, and the police unions, and we say, look, we got legal help. Mark was ready to do it. We were all, you know, ready to sign. Man, we're going to get some. We go, anybody, any first responder that does not want to be forced in these shots, we'll support you. You know, whatever you need, to give you a bunch of press. We got legal help. Let's kick ass, because hell no. You know, you're threatening their jobs and going to make them. Now, government, we had a lot more luck with the police and fire, because they knew, I guess, government lied. But the Banner Health and a lot of the hospitals and so on, nope. You got to do it. Now, you know, we have a lot of friends in the medical community that they went through whatever machinations and doctors of, and I'm allergic to, and I don't like, and through the cracks if I didn't get a shot. There's a lot of people that didn't want to do this. But once we started this campaign, everybody wanted an interview. Now, this was one of the first ones. What this is a video of the interview. I think this is 4409, or somebody was doing, took this of me talking. So the audio isn't super great, but it is, I'm mic'd up, you know, for the camera for it. And this was Univision. Now, this is a Hispanic television that they were having to closed caption me or translate or whatever. So whenever we do these interviews, we always, when I have them scheduled, I always have somebody videotaping the videotaping. Because they always change, especially on this kind of issue. So we'll end with this 4 minutes of Ernie saying this about that. What did I have no idea? Here we go. Turn up the volume a little bit. Go.
We are very concerned whenever government would use force to inoculate people with anything. Now, especially we claim property rights of our own bodies. Anyone that would take a needle and stick it into our flesh against our permission is a bad thing. So we wanted to make absolutely certain that first responders, firemen, policemen, teachers, those in the medical field, were not going to be coerced in any way, threaten their job, threaten their promotions, threaten their money, threaten their status, by have a shot. Now, we asked the PIOs, the public information officers from Phoenix Police Department, the fire department, we've talked to the state, we've talked to the mayor's office, and we've tried to get the city manager's office of Phoenix to give us in writing a simple statement that they are not going to coerce first responders into taking this shot. We have yet to get that. Since we can't get a straight answer that they are going to defend individuals from forced inoculations, we're doing this. We will get an answer. Now, they'll say things, well, we haven't forced them in the past, or we don't have plans to do it, or anything. They'll give hedge words like that, but they will not say that they will defend individual Arizonans' rights not to be forced inoculated by their government. Until I get that, we are doing this.
Now, this hasn't happened yet. I mean, I know it has happened in other states, but I mean, it hasn't happened in Arizona yet. I mean, it's not mandatory for this personnel to get the vaccine. Actually, we talked to the police department. They told us that, I mean, they encourage their officers to do it, but they're not obligating them. It's not mandatory.
In other states, it was not mandated right up until it was mandated. We need to have a positive statement that the local governments are going to protect the rights of individuals from being forced. We can't get that from them. They'll, of course, New York, New Jersey, Texas, Massachusetts, all of these locations, they did not have a policy that would force them to take the inoculation right up until they did. So we need to know beforehand.
So in other words, I mean, you are starting the campaign to prevent that from happening.
This campaign is to prevent ever that there would be government coercion on any American citizen, Arizona citizen, resident from being forced to take a government-mandated shot, that they would penetrate our bodies with anything. I claim property rights over at least my body. My flesh is mine. If I do not advocate for that, and for the first responders, those that I would count on to protect me against someone that would invade my body, if I don't protect their rights not to be invaded, how can I expect them to protect mine? So we're going to the first responders. We're advocating, because there are many. There are more than one fireman. There's more than one policeman. There's more than one teacher, and there's more than one individual in the medical field that does not want to take this shot. So, or any shot. You know, let them decide. I don't even care. I'm not even addressing the issue of whether the inoculation is a good idea or not. That is not the point. The point is whether government can force you to take a shot. We are vehemently opposed to that. And if I can't get an answer that my government here in Arizona is going to protect me against anybody or any entity that would put a needle in my flesh, then what good are they?
Yeah, then what good are they? You know, that was the whole point. You know, if I can't get the government's going to protect me from forced anything, from anyone penetrating my flesh with stuff, I'm like, then what good are they? Why are they here? You know, I that was my whole point in this whole thing. We'll protect the first responders. You know, we'll advocate. We'll put these up in front of all the police stations and the fire stations in Phoenix, Tucson, Flagstaff. We're like, look, hey, we got your back. Somebody is here saying, look, man, you know, the government should be, we're counting on you to protect us, and we'll protect you. When they saw that support for them, they're like, cool, right on. Maybe I won't be first in line to make you get your shot. Good idea? I thought so. Pace.